Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and former Purdue wide receiver and NFL prospect Milton Wright is on the line for an interview as he prepares for the upcoming NFL supplemental draft. So, Milton, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm doing very, very well.
Well, it's good to get in contact with you, Milton. I know that you've had a good career there at Purdue. How have things been going for you this offseason? I know you're now preparing for July 11th, which is the supplemental draft. How are things going?
Yeah. Honestly, they've been going fantastic. I'm down here in Dallas at one of the best facilities in the country in Exos Sports Performance. I've been over here getting a lot of great training, meeting some great NFL guys that are down here training. It's been an amazing experience. Coach Rock has been getting me in the best shape that I could possibly be. Shout out to him. But honestly, I could not be more blessed for the opportunity to be here in Dallas and in Exos training for this upcoming supplemental draft.
So you're telling me, Milton, that you're in the city of champions, Dallas, Texas. That's where I was born. That's where I was born, man. And I'm a Texas native myself. So Dallas is where it's at.
Yes, sir. The Heat be killing it down here in Dallas, though, for sure.
Oh, man, I know. It's already reaching the triple digits, over 100. So I'm sure you're getting some good conditioning, though, in that heat, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's all good. It's preparing me for what I need to do.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's talk a little bit about your college career at Purdue. You were a four-star wide receiver coming out of Christian Academy in Louisville. What factors went into your decision, Milton, to play for the Boilermakers?
Honestly, it was Coach Brohm and Jamarcus Shepherd. Coach Brohm being from Louisville and being a Louisville native, being a phenomenal quarterback, and then throwing the rock. I mean, honestly, we threw the ball so much. We were pass first offense when I was there, and I had a chance to start as soon as I got there. So honestly, there were so many factors that went in, but really. So really that brought me there, that made me say, you know what, I want to be a Boilermaker. It was Coach Shepherd. That man is an amazing coach, and he's done nothing but make me into the best wide receiver that I can be and help me get to where I am today.
So, Milton, I have to ask you, man, obviously you're from Louisville. So what is the correct pronunciation? Is it Louisville? How do you say it, man? I'm a Texas native. Help me out here.
No, you gotta say it's Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's not whatever you want to call it. It's Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville.
There you go. Yeah, Louisville.
Dang, man. That blows my mind. I learn something new every day.
Yes, sir. Man, the Ville, that's the real Ville, not Nashville. That's the real Ville, Louisville.
All right, man, I got you, Milton. I heard you say Louisville, and I was like, dang, man, I've been saying it the wrong way this entire time.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, so Milton, back to the gridiron. You increase your production each year on campus with your breakout season. Coming in 2021, you hold in 57 receptions, 732 yards, 7 touchdowns. There's a reason to believe that you're just scratching the surface of your potential as an impact wide receiver. Is that something you believe?
Absolutely. I haven't had a chance to display my full potential as a wide receiver and being the guy with me not playing in 2022. But I'm ready to showcase not only me as a wideout, but me as a grown man playing in this awesome league that every man, every kid strives to be in when they're first starting football. So I'm so excited to show what I've been working on, the skills that I'm working on, the strength that I gained, the knowledge that I gained really about the game, to these, not only to these youngsters, but to the NFL, to show that I'm ready and more than capable of doing what I need to do.
I don't know if these numbers are still accurate, but according to the Purdue football website, you're listed at 6'3", 195 pounds. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I'm gonna try to get up to about 200 to 205 at the start of this year. I'll do my best to do that. But most of the time I'll be playing about 198 to 196 during the season.
So that just confirms what I was about to say, is that with that type of size, Milton, you're a physical wide receiver that seemingly can thrive against man coverage. You can come down with those 50-50 balls down the field, a red zone threat as well. How do you use your size and your athleticism to your advantage?
Man, honestly, because of my size, a lot of guys think that I'm just going to bully them off the ball, or I'm going to just use my strength. But a lot of the times I can use my footwork and then use my strength to counter that as well. So a lot of the times most defenders don't know how to guard me because I'm so versatile in which look I'm going to give them each down. Even if we're running the ball, I'm going to show that I'm about to go run a route and my footwork, or that I'm coming off the ball to get them off of me for a fade ball. It doesn't matter. It's really hard to anticipate what I do next because of the versatility and me being elusive, but also being strong at the line of scrimmage.
I'm glad you brought up your ability to win at the line of scrimmage, not just with your strength, but route running is a massive part of becoming an elite wide receiver in the NFL.
Absolutely.
How confident are you, Milton, in your ability to execute the entire route tree?
Oh, man, I really do believe I can execute any route given to me. Even if it's a new route, I'll learn it right there, and it might take me the first time to run it, and then the second time I'll master it or do my best to master it. But when it comes to your slants, your hitches, your comebacks, your posts, your glance routes, anything that you could think of, I've ran it so many times that I believe that I am more than capable to run any route that's thrown at me at full speed. Even if that means putting my own flavor within the route to be able to get off of man coverage or to beat someone to the spot in zone, I just feel like I'm very, very capable of doing those things.
Yeah, and this is a broad question, Milton, but do you have a favorite wide receiver that's in the NFL right now to study on tape?
Oh, yeah. Julio Jones. Julio Jones. I look at Julio Jones for his size and his strength. I look at Jay Jettis for his feet. But I love Amari Cooper's hesitation and how he runs his routes to a T. When he gets to his breaking point at the top of routes, he stops. And gives that real hesitation, that real drive in with his left or his right foot to push off and open up his hips to get out of those breaks. And it's really, really impressive for me to see. And I love to watch. But I've been watching Julio Jones most of my career because, you know, I have more of that type of frame, if that makes sense, for me to mimic my game after. But I really wanted to be different in the sense of I really want to have great, great feet and make sure that I'm the most explosive that I can be and show that off as well as being strong.
Julio Jones, man, that guy is one of the best wide receivers to ever play in the NFL. And so it's easy to see why he's a player that you study, but sheesh, Milton, no love for your boy David Bell in Cleveland?
You're funny. No, honestly, I've I've watched so much of David because of his body control. That man is a master of body control. If you go back to that 2021 season when I was playing on the left side of him, there's so many instances where he's able to get an extra 2 to 5 yards because of his tremendous body control. And that's something that I had to learn because I wanted to go so fast, go so crazy sometimes when I was a younger receiver. And looking at him and seeing how he did that, it was like, wow, I have to have more control of my body and understand my spacing between these defenders to be able to create space or to be a little bit more crisp on my routes and catching the ball. So, and putting myself in a great position to catch the ball. So David Bell is a great example. I can't even not talk about D. Bell. And a shout out to D. Bell. He's going to be doing great things in the league here very, very soon.
Well, I think you saved yourself with that type of response, man. So if David listens to this podcast, I think you're going to be okay, man, because you gave him some good props right here.
No, that's my man. That's my man.
But speaking of David, Milton, I mean, have you been in contact with him during this pre-draft process about what to expect in the NFL?
A little. I had called him, I want to say, maybe a couple to 3 weeks ago, just telling him, hey, man, I'm about to take my shot at the league here soon. And he's telling me good luck. He told me a little bit of things about that. Another good friend of mine is Andrew Booth Jr. Out of Clemson.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Dan, who's a DB, he plays for Minnesota. I was talking to him a lot. Funny enough, we actually have the same birthday, September 28th. He's an amazing, amazing guy. And I was asking him a lot about what to expect in the league and what it's like to be on an NFL roster, a 53-man roster at that, and what to expect. And he's been a great, great person for me to look up to and have a part of my team as well.
That's good to hear, man. But yes, you are eligible for that supplemental draft. It's July 11th, so it's coming up here in a couple of weeks. How excited are you to have this opportunity, Milton, to play at the next level? And when did you first realize that this was a possibility with this NFL supplemental draft?
I learned that there was going to be one. I think that was around like June 6th. June 7th, something around there. And I had to immediately start preparing for it, you know, to have my own and hold my own pro day. But I am very, very blessed for this opportunity, honestly, to be able to not only go to the next level, but to be actually showcase my skills and be able to play and show that I'm able to play. So for me to be in this position, I am more than grateful to God, my family, for supporting me. I really am just thankful and grateful for the opportunity and people to come out and see me and be able to trust me to get the job done. Honestly, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity.
Now, Milton, since learning of the supplemental draft, have you had any type of communication with NFL teams?
I've had a few I've had a few conversations with a couple of teams. I'm not going to get into too much detail about that.
Come on, Milton, but... spill the beans, man. I'm just joking.
No, you're good. You're good. But I've had some conversation with a few teams, and it's still, you know, I'm still getting used to talking to, you know, NFL scouts, and things like that. So I'm more than excited. To just them to know my name, honestly, and them to think about me to be on their team potentially, or, you know, they want me enough to take me out of the draft or as a free agent. I'm just ecstatic for them to recognize me and recognize my game, honestly.
And I know you mentioned that you're down in the best city in the nation, Dallas, training at Exos. And I've heard a lot of good things about Exos, because a lot of players that I've interviewed, draft prospects, yeah, a lot of them end up training there at Exos. They have nothing but good things to say. But, you know, you, Milton, in your situation, it's a little bit different than a typical rookie, because say you get drafted, or maybe you don't get drafted, but then you sign with a team as a free agent. I mean, you're going to essentially go right into training camp at the end of July. And so your body, you got to make sure you're in tip-top condition, not only in shape, but in football shape. So how are you feeling right now physically, mentally? Do you think you're ready for that type of challenge?
Absolutely. I feel great. I have one of the best support staffs with me. And I have one of the greatest agents, I want to say, in the country, helping me being prepared for that. But Exos, one, is helping me get prepared, and me running my routes out here, with one of the best quarterbacks coaches out here, in the country. I'm more than excited and prepared, to be an NFL caliber receiver, and also to show that I'm one of the best special teams players that anyone's ever going to see. I love playing on special teams. I'm a dog when it comes to that, and I'm not too big enough to go play special teams and run down as a gunner and go tackle somebody. But I love to catch the ball. I love to showcase my speed, and I think I'm more than ready to take on that next step and that next challenge of going straight into training camp after this draft and after this pro day.
I'm glad you brought up special teams, because that's an avenue for a lot of rookies to make it in the league. And so it certainly seems like you have the size, you have the desire to be an impact playmaker there on special teams. And so I'm sure NFL teams are going to love to hear that about you, Milton. And you know, your versatility as a player, being able to execute the route tree, and also not only be just a dominant physical wide receiver, but also a smooth route runner. I'm sure that's also going to pay dividends for you as well. But, Milton, this is your chance, okay? Why should an NFL team take a chance on you? What do you bring to the table as a player, both on and off the field?
On the field, I am, if not the hardest worker, and anyone can attest for that. The day I came in at Purdue, I work harder than anyone that is there. And that's really what got me the opportunity to play. But more than that, I am very much a leader, not just vocally, but I'm going to show what a leader is on and off the field. Yes, I've had my own mistakes in my journey, and I've learned from them. I am very much a dependable player, a very mature player now, and understand what it takes to not only be in the league, but what the responsibilities come with that. And I just want a chance to be able to showcase what I have to offer as a wide receiver, but more as a man for a great organization. But above all else, I'm a winner, and I want to win, and I'm going to win no matter what. No matter what team or organization that I end up going to, I'm going to make sure that everyone in that locker room is ready to win. If I'm a rookie or if I'm a 10-year vet, I want everyone to know by just my play style, my aura, everything, that I'm there to be a winner. And then I'm a team first guy. Honestly, I really am. I know that I'm not going to be able to get to where I want to be in the league without the guys staying to my left and right. So that's really what I want anybody and everybody to know, that one, I'm a team first guy. Two, I'm going to be busting my absolute butt to do anything I can to win. And also that I'm mature enough and dependable enough to play this game.
Well said. Well, shoot, Milton, you've convinced me, man. So why don't you just go ahead and make your way down to Frisco to the Star and put that Dallas Cowboys star on your helmet? That sounds pretty good to me.
Hey, it could be. It could be a possibility. You never know.
All right, Milton. Well, as we close out this interview, I have to ask you one more question, and you got to give me a real answer, man. Don't be floating around, dodging the question. If you had to name a top three list of quarterbacks right now in the NFL that you would love to play for and catch passes from, who would they be?
Man, I mean, I feel like every wide receiver should say this, but number one, Patrick Mahomes.
yeah, that's the obvious.
good Lord, it's Patrick Mahomes. He's an amazing quarterback. He's an amazing man. Great husband. I mean, goodness, I'd love to catch for him. Second, my former quarterback, who I think is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks
Aiden
in the league
O'Connell.
Next few years, Aiden O'Connell. He's a phenomenal leader and a phenomenal man. I'd love to catch from him. And then lastly, I honestly, man, I'd like to catch from the left-handed quarterback of Tua Tagovailoa.
Wow.
He's a great leader. I actually got to play in an all-star game with his little brother a few years ago in Hawaii. It's called the Polynesian Bowl, and he was my quarterback, and that was a load of fun playing with him, and I got to meet some more of his family and to meet him. So I'd love to catch for him as well. But to be honest, those I guess that would have to be my top three right now.
Wow, man. No Dak?
Dak's the truth. Let's not get it twisted.
Nah, man, I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, but I think Tua's brother is Talia Tagovailoa, right? I think he plays for Maryland.
Yeah, Talia Tagovailoa. He's a great – he was at Maryland. Yeah, great quarterback.
Nice, man. Well, Milton, I've enjoyed the time with you on the podcast, brother, and it sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders. It sounds like you're fired up. You're ready for the supplemental draft. You're training, busting your butt, trying to be the best version of yourself. And so best of luck to you, man. Praying for you. Hope the right door opens for you. And we'll no doubt be in touch throughout this process as July 11th comes pretty close.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me, and I am beyond blessed to be on your podcast and have this opportunity to go play at the NFL.
Hey, man, no problem. It's a blessing. Take care. Have a good rest of the afternoon, and enjoy Dallas, Texas in this heat.
That's right. Yes, sir. You too, man.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save-